Welcome to Sunday Reflections. Happy Mother's Day. I'm the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. I'm so grateful to God to be able to share with you. This morning's message is taken from John's Gospel, the 17th chapter, verses 6 through 19. It's our last Sunday of the Easter season, and we're heading out with a life-transforming explosion of truth. William Shakespeare said, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." In our reading today, Jesus shows us that everything is in a name, and the name we need to know he reveals to us, Yahweh, God Almighty. All-loving, all-gracious, all-perfect, eternal God, may your name be glorified in our thinking and praying today and always. Amen. The 17th chapter of John's Gospel is the story of Jesus' last hours before his death. He has shared his last meal with the ones who love him and have followed him to the very end. He has washed their feet, and now before they go out into the garden where he will meet his fate, he prays to his Father, especially for them. In his prayer, we can come to see how deeply important the name of God is. He says, "I have made your name known. I have spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me." By Jesus' life and teachings, his healings, and everything he has done, he has revealed who God is to those who follow him. The Holy One, who is loving, gracious, merciful, compassionate, just, and wise, and so much more. Think of the qualities of someone you truly admire. Maybe they are kind, loving, generous, always there for you, doing what they say they will do when they say they will do it, never letting you down. And imagine that Jesus, through his life, shows us that God's perfection is far greater than even the best qualities we could ever express. At this point in John's story, Jesus is about to reveal God's character, his holy name, in a way that will remove all doubt about the power, majesty, and grace of God. In order for Jesus' first witnesses to truly know God's holy name, to understand the power of his perfect love, they must go through the most painful experience they have ever known. They must witness his brutal death, feel the total agony of his loss, and then experience the unbelievable joy of his resurrection. They cannot know the power of God's holy name without this experience. Jesus pours out his heart to the Father for the sake of those who he is about to leave behind. Listen to some of the excerpts from his prayer. "I have made your name known to them. I've spelled out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They know now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them, and they took it, and were convinced that I came from you. They believed that you sent me. My life is on display in them, for I'm no longer going to be visible in the world. They'll continue in the world while I return to you. Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so that they can be one in heart and mind with us as we are one in heart and mind, so that they can experience my joy completed in them on their mission. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth, Holy Father. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. I'm consecrating myself for their sakes so that they'll be truth consecrated in their mission. What beautiful words. In the confidence of our beloved Jesus' prayer, he shows us that God is our provider, protector, our truth, and the one who is eternal love and gives us an eternal life of joy. Now, Shakespeare, you ask what's in a name? Jesus says, everything. Who do you say God is in your life? How much do you believe who Jesus says God is? Let's think about that this week. As always, you're welcome to St. Paul's. Check out our website to see what's going on. And if you want to hear this message again, you can either go to our Facebook page or to our website. Have a blessed week of joy. Here's a song about names of God.
Sure.